Volunteer Engagement Matters presents Episode 7, Crossing the Generational Boundaries, Is It Worth It? By Lori Gottlieb. As the younger generation matures and continues to enter the volunteer space, organizations must adapt to new techniques for recruiting, motivating, managing, and retaining younger volunteers. Younger volunteers don't follow traditional patterns and therefore require new approaches. Organizations must adapt quickly. The sheer size of these generations will demand it. As the most technological literate generation, younger volunteers find it important that organizations keep them connected. One way to appeal to this talented group is to highlight the prevalence of technology in your organization. Expectations for rewards and instant gratification differ from those of various generations. An emphasis on being connected and communicating has cultivated an expectation of quick responses and appreciation for the work well done. Younger volunteers seek work where their ideas are considered and appreciated. Many organizations have adapted their review models so that feedback is communicated often and more openly, especially as organizations have moved to a virtual environment. Education and development programs can help this generation feel valued and important in the volunteer space, and in turn lead them to take more initiatives and be more innovative in the way that older generations may not be doing at this point. Each generation is different, and organizational volunteer programs must adapt to reflect the times. Younger volunteers, even with their confidence and sophistication, are still eager to be mentored and want to know that they are making a difference and that there's an impact. So how can volunteer leaders successfully lead teams that include members of two or more generations? Consider some of these ideas. Lose the stereotypes that come with labeling groups of people. Instead, maximize the potential of each member of your team by understanding and appreciating his or her background, skills, and what they're looking for. It's not enough to simply assemble an intergenerational team and expect it to work flawlessly and seamlessly. You need to provide training and allow volunteers to learn about their differences as well as their similarities. Create partnerships. Establish mentorship partnerships amongst the generations. For example, team a tech-savvy millennial with a baby boomer who values technology but needs some hands-on training. Be flexible. Focus on the skill sets of the volunteers and what they're looking for in flexibility in their schedules. Ask yourself whether it is important that the time commitment is on a regular basis, or can it be more based on project-based? Keep your volunteers in the know. When you do not have volunteer work available, keep your younger volunteers in the loop to keep them engaged. Look at surveys, focus groups, educational opportunities, coaching and mentorship during downtime so that younger volunteers can feel that they're connected to the organization. It's very easy to get disengaged, especially when you're working remotely. Intergenerational mixing will steadily increase as aging baby boomers are not going anywhere. So instead of waves of successive generations flowing through the volunteer cycle, boomers, Gen X, Gen Y, millennials will need to work together, share ideas, and create new accomplishments. The benefits of intergenerational volunteering are plentiful. It reflects the true marketplace. We are living in a world where there's multiple generations working and living together. It allows for a variety of communication skills to work together. It provides positive attitudes about aging. It allows for different kinds of problem-solving abilities and provides a social network and a sense of purpose. Some of the strategies that you have to put into place require you to be innovative. You need to be able to understand and respect the differences in work and communication styles. You need to be able to adapt training and develop different styles of learning. You need to be able to tap into the knowledge of the participants. What do each volunteer have to offer to the volunteer program or to the role description? You need to offer flexible working options, whether it's in person or virtual, but you also need to consider the fact that the younger generation is a 24/7 generation. Are there roles that can be done at any place, at any time? You need to understand the difference between recognition and appreciation, and where does that fit in when you're supporting volunteers. You need to be able to provide independence to your volunteers, but also have a support system in place to check in and for them to feel that they are part of the bigger picture. You need to create an environment of fun. you need to create an environment that shows impact. Is your website generationally friendly? Are you showing how these intergenerational groups work together? So what ideas can we provide to engage in these intergenerational volunteer activities? So here are some ideas that I came up with. Look at project-based volunteering, where there's a beginning and an end, and you can see impact quite quickly. Another idea is an ambassador program, engaging younger volunteers to represent in their communities. Coaching program, where an older volunteer coaches a younger volunteer. Storytelling, give both younger people and older people an opportunity to tell stories in a variety of areas. Youth assisting seniors on how to learn computer skills. Seniors sharing their craft abilities, knowledge to youth. Intergenerational walking groups, intergenerational games, friendly visiting, community events where they can work together, a grandparent program, intergenerational focus groups where the topic is set and you get the perspectives from a variety of generations, intergenerational social events, bringing in people's culture, their history, their heritage, the way we used to do things, the customs that we used to have, so that we're sharing the past so that it can help frame the future. Ideally, what you want to do is take the time to plan, ask questions, see how volunteers can get involved, ask the volunteers how they want to get involved, and be creative and innovative, and you'll end up with some really interesting partnerships and relationships and great ways to engage and weave the different generations of volunteering. So again, thank you for the time. For more information, please go to lauriegottliebconsulting.wordpress.com, where there's lots of resources, articles, tools, workshops. Stay tuned. Don't forget to follow, and see you next time. Thanks. Bye.